color has nothing to do with it. The treatment does, and the attitude does. But color has nothing to do
with
love.
You're an exception to the rule. Everyone does not have the exact same attitude that you have.
But in America, we are the melting pot of the world. And we should be able to be tolerant. And you
should
dislike me because I'm white, and I should dislike
you
because of your color.
Now, wait a minute, people. What do you mean by melting pot? That we put everybody together and mix them all up and they all come out the same so that white folks feel comfortable with them, so that blue-eyed folks feel comfortable with them? We don't need a melting pot in this country, folks. We need a salad bowl. In a salad bowl, you put in the different things. You want the vegetables, the tomatoes, the lettuce, the cucumbers, the onions, the green peppers, to maintain their identity. You appreciate differences. A melting pot does not appreciate differences, and this country ought to be about appreciating differences. That female wants us to be the same.
What do you base the fact that blue-eyed people are less intelligent or lazy?
Haven't been on the earth as long as brown-eyed people have, and that's a fact. Yeah. The first scientists at the University of Southern California traced the DNA molecule back. Now, look at this boy. He wants to talk. Is he being a good listener?
No.
These people know the listening skills?
No.
And if they know the listening skills, why aren't they practicing them? As I was saying...
We can see where
people
this is going.
University of Southern California. Sit down and listen. Trace the DNA molecule. Trace the DNA molecule back using computers 2 or 3 years ago, and they, in order to find out where the first modern human being evolved on this earth. And what they found was that the first modern human being who evolved on this earth was a black female. And in every one of your genes runs the memory of that first black female. People of color have been on the earth longer than white people have. That's a fact. You need to be aware of that.
Now, but...
You need to be aware, folks. You need to be aware that it was blue-eyed people in Germany. It was blue-eyed people in Germany who oversaw the killing of 10 million human beings. And one of the ways you went into the gas chamber in Germany was eye color. If you had brown eyes and a good German name, they threw you into the gas chamber because they said you might be trying to pass. You were a Jewish person trying to pass. I didn't invent this. Adolf Hitler did. And there are people in this country today, neo-Nazis, the Aryan Nation, who are now absolutely trying to do the same thing again. And unless you are aware of it, it will happen again. We have 59,000 excess deaths among the black population of this country per year now. Now, if we had that great a number of excess deaths among the white population, we would do something about it.
What did you want to say?
Well, we can see where this is going. She's saying that everybody has racism in them. It's not really about the eye. She's trying to teach about racism. But she can't get away from the fact that God created the races, and you are going to be different. You can't help it. God created races, and he didn't want the races
God
to be like that.
God created one race, the human race, and human beings created racism. Now, I want to know if this, several people in this group are very, very angry.
Yes.
They're angry after an hour of being denied what they consider their right.
This man
and
said yes.
But those very people who are that angry over an hour of very minor discomfort in a place they volunteered to be are the same people who would say they don't understand L.A. and the anger. Why are you black people angry? And you are this angry, you blue-eyed people are this angry over an hour of discomfort. Now, that should tell you something, but I don't think it has.
Okay, so then what is the question?
You don't like people making broad generalizations about you and assumptions about you without knowing you? That doesn't make you comfortable to have people making broad generalizations and assumptions about you without knowing you as an individual?
It makes me very uncomfortable.
It makes you very uncomfortable? Anybody else in this room ever had that kind of discomfort on a daily basis?
Yes.